Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up? A tremendous Saturday to you, champion. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day is Saturday podcast. We're doing two shows a day, getting great feedback on the Twitter hotline. I'm going to read some of those if I get some time today on the show. Definitely by the second show today, I'm going to read some of the tweetback. The feedback on Twitter. Hey, if you're not on Twitter, get on Twitter. It is a great platform to find out what's going on right away. Also doing research. I had a client in yesterday, as I talked about on yesterday afternoon show. Dr. Robert came in from Chicago for our all-day mastermind session where we mapped out his own brand and his own product launch. He's going off on his own to share his expertise with the world. I mean, isn't that what we all would love to do? Add significance to our lives. He's an emergency room medical doctor. Has been for some 28 years, and he's now wants to go in a different direction. And that's something. I mean, think about that. You've got somebody who has dedicated their entire life to a certain job and a career. He's not leaving that career. Well, he's leaving that career, but he's not leaving that passion. He just wants to now share it globally, not be confined by the structure of an emergency room and a hospital, and still has an incredible passion to help people and help people live healthier lives, but he wants to get tell the truth and get some healing out there outside of just those four walls. Just a great guy and really an incredible passion. So I was sharing with Dr. Robert yesterday, Twitter, we're talking about podcasting, getting topics to podcast. He wants to launch his own show as well as do speaking gigs, similar to what I've been doing. And you know, he had asked the question, where do you get a lot of the stuff that you talk about? And when I teach students this, it's very simple. Go to Twitter, type in the search. There's a search function on Twitter, and just type in a phrase. You know, baby boomer generation, holistic health and healing, how to become a speaker, Ebola. I mean, I know that's random out there, but just anything that's topical right now, or you would think anything that's really nichified as well. How to play guitar, how to learn to play the piano, anything like that. Type that into Twitter, and the beauty of it is you're going to get back a very condensed reply, 140 characters or less, with most likely a link to an outside website or an outside source or people, thought leaders that are experts teaching on this stuff, how to play guitar, drums, piano, you know, how to build a computer, anything like that, how to learn WordPress, how to program, I mean, anything. Just you would never run out of things to talk about. So the reason I'm on Twitter so much is to communicate with the fans of the Everyday Saturday movement. All you great individuals listening out there to the podcast, I tell you all the time, hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know you're listening to the show. And also, do your own research out there. Connect with thought leaders in your own industry. Type in a keyword. You know, if it were me and it were 2005, I'd be typing in how to quit my job. You know, how to monetize my passion. How to earn income online, how to earn income offline, how to become a writer, how to become a singer. I mean, anything, you name it. I just punch it into Twitter and boom, out would come my, you know, what I'm looking for. And that's really the power, because a lot of people are misinformed about Twitter. I don't know how this turned into a Twitter training, but I'm just going to go with it because it's life unscripted in the Everyday Saturday studio. By the way, go to iTunes, leave a 5-star rating for our show. And I ask you to do that so other people can find the show. Be out there. Make sure you give a great review, 5 stars, a nice little comment there, and help other individuals over on iTunes find the Every Day is Saturday message. But this didn't turn into a Twitter training, but let me tell you something, man. It's a great way to communicate with thought leaders in your industry, fans of your niche, getting that user-generated content. Let people know, man, What do you want to hear? I ask you that all the time. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know what you want to hear on the podcast. And if I use it, I'll announce you, use your name on the show, your Twitter handle, whatever you want me to say, and I'll give you credit for the topic of today's show, because that's how you build a database, man. That's how you build a following. That's how you get people to listen to you, whether it's telling people to watch your YouTube channel, read your blog, listen to your podcast, go to your website, whatever it is, man. Make sure you use Twitter. It's like a great way to message, direct message back and forth. So tonight, you know where I'll be tonight? I will be in Louisville, Kentucky, and I will be in Louisville, Kentucky, knocking out a major item on my own personal bucket list. You know what the bucket list, right? You're going to kick the bucket. Before you kick the bucket, you want to do certain things, accomplish certain things. Some people want to climb Mount Everest. Some people want to swim the English Channel. One of the items on my bucket list is to see Paul McCartney, Sir Paul McCartney, in concert, and I will be in the 10th row on the floor right in front of the stage at the KFC Yum Center in Louisville, Kentucky, amongst tens of thousands of screaming Beatle fans, Paul McCartney fans. Let me tell you something, man. This is huge for me. Growing up in Bradford, PA, the youngest of eight kids, most of which were born in the 50s and early 60s, they grew up huge Beatle fans, and I was just a product of that, man. You know, although I was born in June of 1968, I grew up all the Beatle albums, man. Love Me Do, Rubber Soul, White Album, all of that. All of that. I mean, I knew them chapter and verse. Still know all the Beatles songs. And then Paul McCartney went on to form Wings, and it's just awesome. I mean, I am going to be in heaven tonight. And as I'm thinking of the Beatles, I think of, if you've never read the book Outliers, read that book. It is it's a great read. It's by Malcolm Gladwell, who also wrote The Tipping Point and a couple other bestsellers. But Outliers specifically talks about practice and how much practice, how many hours of practice makes improvement. And Gladwell uses the 10,000 hour rule, meaning once you've practiced, on average, most experts have to do something over and over and over again and practice it over and over and over again for a minimum of 10,000 hours. Now, are there certain people that can get to the top of their craft in less than that time? Sure. Some more? Sure. But 10,000 hours was basically, through all of his research, what he showed. And the Beatles part, because I'm going to see Paul McCartney tonight, the Beatles part is what really was, I was thinking about that today. In 1960, they were still really an unknown high school rock band. And they went to Hamburg, Germany to play in some local clubs. They were underpaid. Acoustics were terrible in these clubs. And the audiences, they really had no idea who they were witnessing. It's not like they were the Beatles. They were just the Beatles, okay? And so the Beatles, what did they get out of that whole experience? Hours and hours and nonstop hours of practice, of playing time, that forced them to get better. Yeah, nobody knows that part of the story. They just think Beatles, no, most number one hits of all time. Not the case. As they grew in skill, they got more playing time. And by 1962, they were playing 8 hours per night, 7 nights a week. Think about that. 8 hours a night, 7 nights a week. And so then by 1964, when they burst onto the international scene, they had already played well over 1,200 concerts together. 1,200 concerts by 1964. They came to America, played Shea Stadium, New York City. They got off the plane. You've seen all the old footage, the Ed Sullivan Show, people going nuts. They didn't see the previous 4 years, 1,200 concerts. Most bands, they don't play 1,200 concerts in their lifetime. Think about that. Think of any band, you know? So the elite, they just don't work harder. At some point, they just fall in love with practicing what they do for a living, you know? And that's what you need to do. You need to fall in love with practice. And that's a powerful concept, because a lot of people go to a job every day that they just don't like to do, and they wouldn't do it if given the choice. I love recording for you. It's what gets me going every day. I say it just about on every podcast, but I really do love it, and it gives me an opportunity to practice. I want to share in today's second podcast where all of my years of practice in getting my message out there intersected with luck, because look, there is luck involved. I don't care what anybody says. However, the harder you work, the luckier you're going to get. And I want to share with you on today's second podcast how the all of this practice and podcasting and speaking and crafting my message, when the luck and opportunity was there for me, I hit it out of the park, and every day of Saturday was launch. But before I even get to that second show today, I want to wrap up today's show, and I really want to encourage you to fall in love with practice. Don't look at practice as, oh, God, I got to put in 3 hours, 8 hours today. Guys, look, if I'm sitting here in my recording studio, I would do this all day, every day. I do this now pretty much all day, every day, figuring out ways to motivate entrepreneurs so you don't live a life of regret. I mean, I've seen it in my own mother, Catherine, who raised eight of us by herself. I saw every single day a life of regret with her, with what she had to settle for. I see it in other people that I just witness going through the motions in life. And I feel bad because they never fell in love, not with their job, not with their craft, not with anything. They never fell in love with practice, you know? And when you practice hundreds of hours and then it's thousands of hours, you're loving what you do. It's almost like a cathartic release. If you can think about just guys, men and women, think about what you like to do. Guys, it may be fishing. Imagine if you could be paid all day and all you had to do was just fish or just sit in a tree stand and hunt. You know, some guys where I grew up, Western Pennsylvania, they love that. It's the great outdoors, man. Women, maybe it's not fishing, maybe it's not hunting. My wife, if she could be paid to go antiquing, like walk up and down the streets of Lebanon, Ohio, or some other small town that has a lot of antique stores, and just shop for other people, for example, or critique stores. And she would, if she could get paid to do that, she would absolutely, that would be her every day of Saturday. When you have four kids now under the age of 13, and of course, you know what's been going on with us this summer, by the way. Thank you, everybody, for all your prayers. I mean, it's amazing the outpouring of love for our baby Susan. But right now, we have a little bit more than we can even say grace over. So getting paid to antique walking up and down the street may not be an option right now. But I would never rule that out for her, whatever she wanted to do, you know. But whatever you want to do, practice. Practice a lot. And don't look at it. And sometimes the word practice is a bad word. It's not. When you love what you do, it just becomes, you know, the Beatles in 1960 playing 7 days a week, 8 hours every single night, 1,200 concerts before 1964. Were they ready to burst out on the scene? Of course they were. And in Louisville tonight, baby, oh, my God, I get to see Paul McCartney. I mean, I get to see that guy, one of the original Beatles. I'm fired up. It's Sam Crowley. I'll see you back later today on the podcast, talking about my own personal experience when all of that practice hit and luck and opportunity, it all came together. But for now, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.